to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, before we took our little hiatus, we were looking at an article, or rather you were looking at an article about Jeff Galloway and some of the trends that are happening in the run-walk phenomena of getting out there, basically, and getting in your run. And you said they changed it. It's called Jeffing now.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yeah.
the kids changed it.
So what is he doing now?
So so for people that are maybe newer to running, this is really fun for me. So again, years ago, years ago, Jeff Galloway, who's now a running coach, was a competitive runner. He's very fast, being a marathoner, and he got injured. And I believe this is how he figured it out. So what he started to do, so back then you didn't walk during a marathon, you ran a marathon. And, you know, most people that ran marathons when Jeff was running, we're talking probably 40 years ago, it was a very competitive sport. And so all of a sudden, the boom happened. Like, people started wanting to run marathons. Well, here he was, a former elite runner that had gotten injured, but had found that if he walked, if he would allow himself to walk while he ran, he was able to run and still maintain a really good pace without injuring himself. So he really was able to get the word out to people that you can walk while you run, which probably sounds crazy today because you're thinking, right, gosh, I didn't know I couldn't walk while I ran.
I didn't know that was
the
a big
idea
deal.
Was in competition. You know, like during a race, if you stop to walk, you can actually get back in the race. Because for a lot of years, guys, people believe that once you, you know, most people in marathon, the biggest mistake in a marathon is going out too fast, hitting that first mile too fast. So for a long time, people thought, well, that's it. Like, you blew the race. Well, now we know your body doesn't care. It really doesn't. If you go out too fast and you bring it back, you can find that good pace. Well, he found it through walking. And so he called it the Jeff Galloway method because it worked for him. And he wanted to let people know, I did it. It worked for me. You know, I want it to work for you. So I tried it. And the idea was you would run you would start with run a minute, walk a minute, run 2 minutes, walk a minute. And it was always this minute. And it's funny because as back then people used those Timex watches. So you would always know someone was doing the Galloway because you'd hear the little beep, you know. So they called it the Galloway back then. And the idea was you did this minute. Well, if you've actually followed the full Galloway program, the way he wanted you to do it was in the race at mile 18, you actually quit walking and you ran the last 8 miles. And okay, I don't know how many people follow all the way through, but I did several Galloway trainings. And what he's saying today, so we're talking, this is probably 30 years ago, 25 at least. So here now he's saying, here he is still doing it, guys. So it's still working. It's still really a great way to train. He found that they should walk less time, that walking the minute was getting people too much out of the run. They were getting their heart rates too low and not being able to come back springy enough, you know, to get back into the running. Mm-hmm. So he found that 30 seconds gave people enough time to rest, recover, and then get back to running. So now they're calling it Jeffing. And I think it's, you know, it's funny because it, you know, it trends, right? People want to do something, and especially if you're young, you want to try something new. So I'm sure, by the way, he's thrilled. Like, it's great for him because his intent is to get as many people out to do marathons as possible. That's his goal. And of course, Valerie's goal, RunnerX goal, has always been to get as many people out and run pain-free and whatever distance. So one of the things that's fun for me as a coach is to watch these trends, right? And to remember that when we first started running marathons, it was like, oh, I'm not running because I'm walking.
Right.
Or I ran and I stopped. And for some reason that just was so taboo. to stop, right? So he was the first person to really, it's okay to walk. And people were like, oh,
thank God.
Yeah.
Well, for us, for RunRx, for me, for what's worked for Valerie and RunRx and our members is one of the things that I found in instead of scheduling a break, we encourage people to stop as needed and reset.
Right.
So what's really neat is he's taking it, guys. And like I said, we think it's great. We love that people are out and you absolutely can walk as needed. However, instead of just walking, why not make it a reset back to running? Because ideally you want to be running. Right. So I tell people instead of just stop and walk, I want you to stop, full stop, and do some kind of drill to reset back into the run. And, you know, it's really neat because once people know, like, I have the freedom of stopping, wow. Right. Like, it really, it does. It opens you up to want to run. I mean, I think. And then the idea is, of course, as you get more comfortable running, you need to stop less, right?
Right.
But you want to have that freedom of not just stopping, but I have something to do right now. Like, instead of thinking, oh, I got to stop and walk. Because I think a lot of people, when they do the Galloway, at least a lot of runners I knew back then that tried it, you started to, like, listen for the beep.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's almost like they wanted to take that walk break. And I thought, no. You want to not want to take a walk break.
Right.
You want to keep running. So when you stop for a second, guys, and it could be my heart rate got too high or something started to bother me, having the tool set of these drills to get yourself back into the feeling of running, you feel nice and light, you feel springy again. That's what you want. Because a lot of times when you start walking, what do? You slow down your movement, you're on the ground too long, you're changing what muscles you're using, you get out of using elasticity. So it's hard sometimes to get back into the run, which is why I think he brought it down to 30 seconds.
Right.
You know? And so for us, we're like, we're okay with you stopping.
Yeah.
We're okay with you walking. We just want to make sure if you do walk, we also give you how to walk, right? There's movement to that too. But also if you try to get back to your run by using like a running drill, you'll find your body is like, oh, wow, thank you.
Absolutely. So guys, on the previous episode, you knew that we took a little bit of a time out and we did that to do some focus and some revamping of our YouTube channel. We found a couple and did a couple of walking while running videos. There's an older one that is in the deep dive, but then we refreshed it more recently. And we would love for you to join us on YouTube if you aren't already. If you're listening to this on either Apple or Spotify or Google or any other of our platforms, go over to YouTube. This is on there as well. And I'll put a link in the episode information to the playlist on the deep dives. And I'll even add the specific link to this walk, run, walk video that we just recently did. It's a great way that she talks about how to kind of keep that movement going if you need to stop. Or if you're one of those people that's like, I'm just not a runner, but I do like to get out and walk a few miles. If you could walk with proper movement, you'd be amazed at how much better you'd feel. I know this from someone that spent years walking her dogs. And since meeting Valerie and taking on some of these movements, it really did help my back, help my movement in general, because I found myself not hunching over. I found myself not putting too much strain on my lower back when I would walk. You don't even realize how badly you walk in this day and age of cell phones and so forth. So find us on YouTube at RunRx. It's just RunRx. And if you are interested in coaching with Valerie, we would love to have you in the membership and have you get a gait analysis, have you go through the proper movement of running. And also we add in strength, self-care, all those elements to help you run pain-free. And that's at runrx.fit. That's RunRx.fit. Just hit the Work with RunRx button. You'll see all the ways you can work with Valerie. We would love to have you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.